Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to the second part of the Environment Podcast. Or you know what I mean. I'm super excited to give you this week what we're going to, or this episode, what I'm going to talk about is we've talked about the color or the environment. Now we're going to talk about the tone. So this is the super sense, the sense in which you want to take in your environment. But before we get to that, I'm so excited. I've been talking about the membership so much for the last few days, and I'm super excited that it is so close now. As I've already mentioned, the membership's going to have two levels. It's going to be the Human Design Experience, will be the main membership level. There will be experiments in there. There's a monthly call for you all. There is things like there will be covering off type, strategy, authority, profile, incarnation crosses. There'll be stuff on gates. There will be the four transformations. So there'll be lots of information in there. And then there's also going to be the pro level, so the Human Design Experience Pro. And what that's going to be all about is having all the same, like similar content, but even more. So included in there will be individual courses. So I'll be running training sessions on, you know, breaking down the four transformations, for example. There will be fortnightly group coaching calls. There will be one of the trainings booked already is an astrology three-part training. So going through all the planets and the gates, how to integrate that for you, for your chart, understanding the life stages, and so many more things coming up. I'm just so freaking excited about it. I really feel that it's going to be rammed full of really juicy information that's going to help you integrate, live your human design, not just know it. So that is the super exciting thing that I can't wait to actually open the doors on. And I will have the date on that in the next podcast. I know, you really want to know the exact date and I want to give it to you, but it won't be till the next episode. So looking forward to that. All right, let's jump in. Oh, I'm also going to talk on the next podcast about the new paradigm. There's some really unresourceful conversations going on about the new paradigm right now. And to be honest, I want to pipe up. I want to give you all my Gate 17, my opinion, because I really feel like there's a lot of people undermining the potential of the new paradigm and moving into it in a positive way. So I'm going to talk about that on the next podcast. Today, yep, I finally got there, people. I finally got there. We're going to finish, or I'm going to finish, the conversation around environment. So as I said, we've talked about the environments 1-6, okay? And like PHS, we're also got tone. We've actually got tone with all four of the transformations. In a lot of the learnings out there, they don't include tone. I'm not entirely sure why, but it belongs there. It's meant to be there. It's another indicator that's going to get you into your alignment. It's another thing that's going to get you more, your physical body more aligned to your environment, get, you know, the more out of your own physical body, i.e. longevity. It's going to put you in an environment that creates more success. It's going to put you in an environment that is also going to help you to decondition more easily because you're in alignment with your superpower. That is your tone, your super sense. So we went through the six environments, number one, caves, number two, markets, number three, kitchens, number four, mountains, number five, valleys, number six, shores. If you didn't hear that, potty, go on this is 77, go to 76, you'll hear those in detail. Today, what I want to talk about is, I want to talk about, first of all, I'm not sure if I touched on, so I'm going to say it now. I know I talked about the left arrow versus the right arrow in context of the environment or the color, because there's nuances left and right. So let's take number three kitchen, for example, because if you have an active arrow, a left arrow, then it's wet. And if you have the right arrow, then it's dry. So this is a wet or humid environment versus a dry environment. But the other thing, I'm not sure if I did, and I probably did, but I'm going to say it again. If you have a right arrow above your environment, so the bottom left-hand arrow, if it points to the right, then your body wants to be more receptive, more passive in the environment, okay? This means walking versus running. This means yoga versus cardio. This means surfing versus, triathlons, okay? So this is someone that does tend to want to be more passive and receptive in an environment, okay? Now, that doesn't mean they're not a sport person. I have a right arrow. I love playing sport. And remember, this is the human design experiment, so you have to reverse engineer what's correct for me. But I will be honest with you that I've been pounding my body physically for many, many years, and I've been playing with this and experimenting with this myself. I have reduced my physical activity, as in I used to do sort of 50-minute sessions with a combination of cardio and strength and high impact, and I've now minimized it to 20-minute low impact, predominantly strength, plus a minimum of 10,000 steps a day. Oh my God, I feel a whole lot better. It's crazy how much better I feel. So experiment. Now, if you have the left-hand arrow, you have the focus, the strategic arrow, your physical body wants to be physically active in your environment or your prominent or dominant environment, okay? So this is someone who, one of the things that I see all the time with Justin, he has a left-hand arrow. He thrives in an environment when he's actively taking part in it. He is a runner over a walker. He loves to run. Important nuance, of course, for all of you listeners paying attention. He's a projector. I'm a manifesting generator. So this is the thing, when we go deeper into our human design and we discover the, you know, what is correct for us, because ultimately we're always wanting to answer that question with human design. What is true for me? What works for me? What's correct for me? As opposed to just letting other people tell us the answers to those questions. So him being a projector, it's really interesting to see how much he really does thrive in an environment that calls him to be active. Now, it doesn't call him to be super active and for long periods of time, but when he is active within the environment, he really does enjoy himself a whole lot more. At least that's what it looks like from the outside. And of course, you know, that's what we've talked about. And I'm actually getting a nod across the table. So, and him being a projector, just for you projectors out there that are active, you might like Justin and like so many projectors I talk to, have a defined root center, which means you are busy people. You like to be active. The trick to it is not for huge amounts of time. So the one thing that Justin's brilliant at is doing a few hours, having a nap, a few hours, you know, searching up the latest lens that he wants to buy. Even another hour, and then he'll go and do something else and that's relaxing and recharging. And he's a massive power napper. And I mean, like even 8 minutes, he'll have an 8 minute nap and be a whole lot better. So really start experimenting with those arrows, because that's really going to help your physical body for, as I say, longevity. So if you want to live a long, healthy, physically healthy life, then start experimenting with the left or the right arrow. I do have to apologize for all the crunching and all the noises in the background. For those of you that have been watching Instagram, we've got a new little puppy. And right now she's running around like a crazy person, or crazy puppy, and chewing on stuff. So that's what that noise is. All right, let's get into tone. So remember, when we talk about tone, they are related to our senses. If we were talking about learning from a behavioral point of view. We talk about we learn through we have a predominant learning style or modality that we prefer to learn with. You might be a visual learner, let's say. When we talk tone, same thing. It's our super sense. It's the way in which we can read, in this case, the environment the best through this super sense, that we can take it in through this super sense. It's our predominant modality. Doesn't mean that we don't have access to the others, because of course the nuances of our gaits, we might have other senses. However, when we talk tone, this is our predominant learning, taking in modality, okay, taking in our environment in this case. Okay, so if you're looking at genetic matrix and you're looking always looking at your tone in the green arrow, your color is in the yellow circle. So in the green arrow, if you have, or green triangle, if you have a number one smell, you're a person who really does smell your way through your environment. To know if an environment is correct for you, if there is a smell that you don't like, then don't try to get rid of the smell. Get rid of the place. Go somewhere else. You might also be someone who loves your environment, and to really amp up how good you feel and stabilize that vibration of yours in your environment, you might like to put oils in a diffuser or burn a candle or bake a cake because it smells great. So that is your super sense within your environment. Number two is taste. So taste, when we're talking about food, we're talking literally about the taste of food. But when we talk about taste in environment, this is really about, number one, having good taste. So you might want to, you know, have a good taste within the design of your home or your interiors or your office. But it also has, remember, every single line number has a correlation wherever it turns up. So one of the other things that the two is very much about is about clearing the clutter, okay? So making space for something else to come in, or something, you know, a natural gift or a natural or something special. So it might be that you are a person who likes simplicity, okay, within your home, and you have like a feature canvas that you adore. So the two is all, it is about that making space for something special. So that could, as I say, that could articulate for you in a way that you are minimizing clutter within your home. The two, when we talk about two as well, we're talking about this discernment, right? So good taste to you, good taste, discernment. So what you know, we'll swap out discernment for picky, but you might be someone who can be that more discerning about the environment, how it, you know, is it good taste to you? Number three, we're talking the tone of outer vision. So outer vision is the person who wants to have an aesthetically pleasing home. It's got to look good for you, or an aesthetically pleasing place of work, because this is really how you take in your environment. So really the visual is primary for you. Now, if you have number four in the green triangle, then you have inner vision. This isn't actually a person who... really, the way things look doesn't really need to be interesting. It doesn't need to be an interesting environment. It doesn't need to have interesting pieces or anything like that, because what's really important is your inner world. So this is a person who, what goes on, like your life or your environment almost comes to life when you close your eyes, that inner world that you experience. You know, the four, when we start to talk about the arrows on the other side, we talk about this tone called meditation, the ability to watch the mind. So this is really consistent in the inner vision, that if you're an inner vision person, then you take in your environment almost through your inner world. So let's say you're a cave person. In that environment, you're going to want to have a meditation space or somewhere that you can close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, you'll feel like this is when you're really taking in your environment. Yeah, super cool. Number five is feeling. Now, the tone of feeling, super important. When we talk about feeling in tone, we're talking about energy, as in the alignment to the aura. We're talking about EMF. We're really talking about people who are highly affected by EMF and technology in the home. So if you have a tone of feeling, then you want to have a space to really take in your environment. You want to be as free of technology, EMF, and all of those things, because what it does is interferes with your own unique vibration and the communication between your magnetic monopole and your authority and the universe, of course. So this is also a person that takes in their environment through their aura and the aura of things. So be super conscious to clear up the EMFs in your home and feel the aura of a place. And whatever, if you have, you know, what I hear people say is, yeah, I always get a vibe for a place. 100% pay attention to the vibe, right? And number six is touch. Now touch, this is me actually. And touch is all about being tactile. And this is actually someone who creates what they call in human design a tight environment. And when I was first learning about this, I'm like, what does that mean? Does that mean cluttered? And I'm sitting at my desk and I'm going through the process. I'm like, oh, I don't like clutter, but I definitely like my things. So number one, it's this person who likes to have their things by their bed, let's say. They like to have their books or their pens or their everything that is close by at hand and they can reach out and touch it. And as I was running this through, how I take in my environment, how this is my super sense, and really going through one of the other things that about the six touch is they don't like emptiness. And I was running through all of this in my mind and working out, answering the question, what does this mean for me? How does this turn up for me? And I'm literally sitting at my desk, and my desk is actually, it is in front of a wall, but it has like a whole enclosed area. So my desk is actually completely, everything around me I can reach and touch. There is no emptiness. And at this moment I have a big dog to my left and a little dog to my right, Justin in front of me in the other side of the desk. And so this is touch. Like I take in my environment through the tactile things around me. There's crystals, there's things that I pick up. I have a bunch of different pens. Like it's a person who wants to touch all the things around them. They take in their environment through the touch. So there you have it. These are the tones. These are the super senses in which you take in your environment. As an exercise for you all, I strongly encourage you to listen to both these podcasts together. Get your environment, look at the direction of your arrow, get your color, get your tone, and unpack it for yourself. Answer what's true for you, reverse engineer, look into history. When were you the happiest? Where did you live? What was the environment like? Where have you experienced the most success? You know, I spoke about in the last podcast, this is massive for me because when I lived out of alignment for my environment, I did depression and panic disorder massively. And I always knew, in hindsight, I look back and I always knew that I needed to be in Sydney. I just knew it. And instead, I chose to move out to the country in a really boring town that literally triggered my boredom, and my boredom then triggered my depression, and so on and so forth. It was just this huge snowball. So do the reverse engineering. Look at when you were the happiest, when you were the most successful, when you weren't happy, when you weren't successful, and have a look how that fits into your environment, your color, your tone, your super sense, and the direction of your arrow. And then start experimenting. Remember always to journal on your results, because the brain needs evidence. So if this is working, which, you know, 9 out of 10 times, unless you're the 1% that's not ready to run these experiments, you will get results that show you how good this environment, being in the correct environment, is for you. Last but not least, quickly remember, they are metaphors. So if you live in the middle of an urban city and you're a mountain person, you do not need to move to the country and go and live on a mountain. You can just find a higher place. If you live somewhere that isn't higher, then find places where you can get higher. Maybe you can work from somewhere higher. Maybe there's cafes that are higher up that have a good perspective. Experiment. These are metaphors. Don't get stuck in the words. Play out and experiment with the metaphors of these, and you will see the results turn up in your physical body and in the results you get in your life. Awesome. Brilliant. Thanks everyone for joining me. I love bringing this stuff to everyone, and to all of you who are reaching out, who are almost, you know, every single week I'm getting more reviews. Please keep them coming. I'm so incredibly grateful. And your reviews are really helping people find us, which is so freaking awesome. Next week or next potty, I'm going to talk about the new paradigm, because I'm not liking what I'm hearing with a lot of catastrophizing. So I'm going to share my opinion, my gate 17 for you all. And yeah, I'd love to hear what you think. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.